It's August 18th, 2016. It's about 8:45 in the morning. And I just wanted to lay down a few minutes of notes. I've been working through my notes and my written notes, and I've been kind of looking at my approach, and I keep coming back to this this initial I suspect. So I'm thinking I'm not really pushing, I guess it's in hand with an invitation to consider and attempt to falsify. It's not that I'm looking to convince anyone that my perspective is true and correct. Rather than that, I'm approaching making an attempt to share the best of what I've become aware of. And in other words, so to say, this is what I suspect, and this is the closest approximation that I'm currently aware of and able to formulate and state in order to share it with others. That's kind of the position that I'm taking. I was also looking at the proximity of the view. So what I was kind of toying around with was, when you're in the trenches going through your daily routines and you're faced with everyday common concerns and challenges that we all face through the course of our life. It's kind of like, the way I kind of looked at it was, it's kind of like we're all, squeezed together in the forest, and each tree is trying to push down its roots to get nutrients, and it's trying to reach up to the sky with its foliage to capture as much sunlight as it can. But it's all crowded into this dense forest, so it's in competition with every other tree around it. So that's kind of the, I felt like the level that most related to was the level of the casting of spells and the casting of roles. I just kind of felt like that was the most closely related to those daily routines. In other words, what I'm trying to say is, the material that I'm presenting and the tools that these insights can help an individual to understand the value of in helping to chase to face these daily challenges. I think that, because I was thinking at one point, I talked about if there was one concept that I could share, it'd be and help others to truly understand the depth of the meaning of it, would be the bridge function. But what really, when I came right down to how we live our lives and the daily challenges that we face, the daily routines that we're each engaged in, I kind of came to realize that the casting of spells and the casting of roles is probably has more potential of meaningful impact on individuals and their quality of life that they live and the quality of experiences that they radiate into the world around them. So, with that said, I think one step back from that, I was trying to think, it's kind of like backing away from the dense forest. Because I really think in this mind's eye view of human existence. It's, again, it's kind of how far back we're, willing to, to step back to get a glimpse of the bigger picture. And I think the next level back from those daily routines and the principles and priorities that our lives revolve around, and the casting of spells and the casting of roles, I think the next step back from that is, I believe, the very fringe that we step across the boundary of is the ontological view of human existence. And that's just sort of the very beginning of, we're born into an inherent system, into the human condition, and into an inherent set of circumstances. So that's kind of the initial backing away from being within the dense forest and being surrounded, and being able to see only our very small part of the big picture, because we're surrounded so closely by, in the case of a forest, by trees that limits our view, both, across the plain and above. But as we, if we can back up to the periphery of the forest, to the very boundary of the forest, then we start to see the conditions that the forest, that the trees live in this dense, natural environment of competition, really. That, I mean, that's really what it comes down to, competition for survival. But then as we back away from that boundary into the clearing to be able to start to see the immensity of the forest, and to be able to grasp the range of, that's not even the word, to be able to get, I guess, to get the first glimpses of the big picture of that competition and of that survival. That comes down to just understanding the dynamics of how we each fit into. But I think it's the initial approach of ontology where, it begins to be the purpose of, and I believe that backing away to that periphery is perhaps our first opportunity to understand the bookends of survival, of sustainability versus extinction, where, this is the age of man. I guess that's really what I'm trying to say here about backing away. So in the density of existence within the human condition and within competition, inside the forest, in the density of the forest, that's just our day-to-day living and our day-to-day survival and competition for resources and competition for opportunities. That's all that. As you start to, so we back away, just to the periphery of that dense forest, I believe that might be where I would say we get the first glimpse of the big picture of the age of man. And, on our tiny planet in this vast universe, that's to me, that's sort of the very first awakening awareness, leading to an expanded consciousness. We start to recognize, we start to become aware of, and have knowledge and understanding of our unique, not unique, our position as a species existing on this planet, and we have the resources of the planet at this point to sustain us. And it's really, I guess this level is sort of about our stewardship of our host, which in this case, you know, if, you know, we are sustained by our host, which is the earth, and our condition, you know, it's, you know, we have evolved for its environment and it supports us. You know, it's a symbiotic relationship. And if anything, if we damage the host, if we overutilize resources and upset the natural order to a certain degree, then the sustainability of humankind is in peril. So that's kind of the first, you know, I think I'm kind of trying to reach three general perspectives here. One where you're just, you know, in the midst of the human condition, in the trenches, so to speak. I think that's how I would refer to that. And then backing away, you get to that, to where you're just backing away and outside the very boundary of that dense forest, and you start to see the characteristics of the forest itself. And to me, that's the stewardship of the age of man, sustainability versus extinction. It's a chain of custody, and this is our watch. That's kind of like what I refer to about the bridge function. It's our watch. Then the third perspective of awakening awareness and expanded consciousness is when you back away again, and instead of limiting the view to either the density, you know, within the forest itself, and, you know, striving to make use of the resources and in competition, and then you back away and understand, you know, that we're a chain of custody in the age of man. The next step back is existence as a whole, universal, and in that, I guess you can, you know, you can. That's inclusive of the universe and, you know, the Big Bang. And so that's, to me, that level is at the ontological level where, you know, you're looking at where you're considering what is the nature of our existence, what's the relations. You get a glimpse of the big picture. In this case, I believe that big picture is one of understanding the nature of what I believe, what I suspect is the ontological Big Bang, that consciousness became self-aware, and in that instant of becoming self-aware, it had full knowledge of all potential, including the potential to create. And the whole purpose of the universe, and this is a refined version of my perspective, is materialized creative consciousness. That is the spring well of existence as we know it, as we are aware of it, at whatever level we are. And so that's kind of what I'm trying to frame here, these three steps of being aware of the conditions of, you know, being aware of the human condition that we're born into, and then a step back from that and understand the basically the conflict of forces between sustainability and extinction, and that, yes, while we're here doing our daily routines and living our lives the way that we choose to live them, you know, and of course that is related to the choices that we make, and that relates to the awareness that we have of the choices that we can choose from. So that's that in the trenches, so to speak, level. Then we step back and we look at our tiny microcosm of the earth as our host and our stewardship thereof, and the conflict of forces that, you know, so the first level is human conflict. That's you know, living those daily challenges and survival instincts. So that's human conflict. Then there's conflict of forces of the sustainability versus extinction. That's the second level. And then the third level is just pure consciousness of, you know, basically our understanding is cannot be created or destroyed. So it's not a matter of survival or extinction. It's just this is an expression of that materialized creative consciousness. And it really is, you know, it's just a matter of whether or not it's going to be sustained or whether or not it's going to be destroyed, you know, or mankind go extinct. So I think that's pretty much all I wanted to get down this morning. I was just kind of trying to work out, you know, I've been kind of thinking about the, well, I started with the ontological Big Bang, but then I was also thinking about the level of the day-to-day routines and how, you know, how are they bridged? In other words, how do you get from here to there? And of course, the bridge function, you know, it comes down to that middle level of conscious awareness where we understand that in this expression, it's the materialized creative consciousness of the age of man. That is what's being, that is the structure of the bridge right now. So I guess that's really all I wanted to capture today. Signing off.